So what would you say to someone who's feeling kind of desperate right now?
Well, I say, first and foremost, we always seem to start where we are. And I've been reflecting lately on three fundamental forms of courage. The courage to be yourself, the courage to tell the truth, and the courage to love. And we begin with the courage to be ourselves, to name the pain, to name the force of the desire, to accept ourselves fully, to have compassion for ourselves, to have the courage to be ourselves. So that's always, to me, where we have to start. And then beyond that, I'm a longtime psychologist, so I am a practical person. I'm a methods guy. I love research. I read a ton of it. I produce just a teeny-weeny bit. Mostly I just read it and apply it and synthesize it. Because the bottom line question is the bottom line, right? How do you help yourself? Just exactly right. So as a practical person, what a person can do after they have the courage to be themselves and just sort of, where does it hurt? What's it like to be me? What's actually happening? Then what's useful is to identify and then grow the psychological resources that are matched to the issue. So let's say that someone drinks because they're lonely at bottom. Well, what resources would be matched to that sense of loneliness? Those resources will tend to be social. They have to do with our one of three major needs for connection. So moments of feeling just casually friendly with other people and internalizing these experiences. That's the material I've talked about how do you actually grow change inside yourself. You have to experience what you want to grow, and then you have to internalize it. Otherwise, it's a nice passing experience, but you don't retain any value. There's no change from state to trait. So we want to develop traits. So let's say you want to develop the trait of feeling friendly with others, feeling connected with others, feeling valued by others, and feeling compassionate and kind and beneficial yourself. Well, these are experiences you could have, and then as you have them authentically, usually mild for lasting a breath or two or three, no big deal. But still, drop by drop, just one thing at a time, you gradually would grow and in a resource that would be matched to the particular, key source of the active addiction. I'll just give you a different example. let's suppose that a person has, a sense of just loss. Their life feels empty and barren, and the one time they have fun is when they get hammered with their friends. Okay, so that's a different kind of issue. I mean, feeling cared about by others might kind of sort of address that, but it's not directly matched. So there, I would say, well, how could you build up more of a sense of gratitude, of thankfulness? How could you really register wholesome pleasures of various kinds? So the flowers that you're growing in your inner garden crowd out the weeds, right? It's hard sometimes to pull weeds, but we can always plant flowers and we can crowd out those weeds over time. So there, in that particular case, I would look for resources that are more matched to a sense of my life isn't fun, my life doesn't have pleasure, it's not stimulating enough. And I would look for alternative supplies that would match that particular shortage or deficit or lack. The word want comes from lack. What's the want that's unfulfilled there? And then over time, address that as well. There are other things people can do, obviously, growing a recognition of the cost to you of these behaviors. In the moment, the bright, shiny object of whatever the addictive process is just seems so compelling. And it's important to realize that, yeah, it will feel good, or the pain, it will anesthetize the pain, and there will be a cost. And to make that cost real, to have a sense of the being you will be tomorrow if you wake up in the morning and have to live through that day, what do you want to give that person? And then over time, we develop will, we develop commitment, we develop conviction. These are resources as well that we can grow.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or by an all-access pass.